Boy, Jim, this is exciting. This is so exciting. As we know, the new series of Big Brother starts on Channel 7 on Monday. That's next Monday, the 26th of April. But yeah, we thought to celebrate this, we might get a little bit Tassie nostalgic on the show. Yeah. So round of applause. Please welcome an iconic Tasmanian and the winner of the 2000, I feel like I'm announcing it, even though it was a long time ago.
Yeah, right, Gretel.
And the winner of the 2003 season of Big Brother, proud Tasmanian, Reggie Bird. Reggie, welcome.
Good morning. Oh, that's lovely.
Reggie, I just want to say, I watched your season.
It was Nate's a huge fan,
I am a massive fan of you. Me, my mum, and my dad. My dad hates reality TV, right?
Yeah.
He voted for you to win to this season. We were texting, what is it, 1-800 Reggie Wins or whatever it is.
That's so nice.
Reggie, you are a superstar. I mean, here in Tassie, you're a household name. Everyone knows it. The new season of Big Brother, I mean, did you watch last year's season?
Yes, I did, yeah, because I was talking about it on a podcast, a show that I was doing, and I had to watch it anyway. But I've always watched Big Brother, and, last year was certainly different to what it usually was in the past there.
Yeah, what do you think about the new format of it, like that it's all sort of done in the house and that we don't really see or vote till right at the end?
Yeah, I did find it fast. I felt like we didn't get to know the people. Like it just went too quick.
Yeah.
But, you know, it had to come back with a big bang and big changes, and that's the way that they've gone with it now. So we just got to get used to it, I suppose.
Reggie, do you find, I mean, the big difference that Nathan and I feel like when we first watched, you know, your season and now we watch as well, I don't know, I feel like sometimes the people on it now, and all reality TV, I mean, there's so many shows now, they go on it because they want something out of it. I felt like when you were on it. Yeah, you just you were on a holiday, didn't you?
Social media didn't exist.
I know, now it's all, I don't like bloody Instagram influencers. I'm just like,
oh,
it shits me.
Oh,
sorry.
That's fine.
That's right, mate. You're an icon here. So
you can say whatever you want.
I'm all for real people, real genuine people. But unfortunately, there's not many, you know, that go on them these days.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, speaking of real people, you absolutely are the atypical real person, which is why I think you made such a difference in the game and why everyone absolutely loved you. I mean, just a reminder, if you don't already know this, stop living under a rock. But of course, you had the fish and chips store in Cambridge. iconic. There's our mornings announcer, Shawnee B. I was talking about you with him before, and he was like, he used to go to your fish and chips store. In Cambridge.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. It doesn't seem that long ago, but it's been 18 years this year.
18. Reggie, we've spoken to people who would like, there were kids who would leave school because you were doing like an appearance at Northgate Shopping Centre or something. There were kids who would like jag school so they can go and see see Reggie.
Oh, it was crazy. It was such a crazy time. And I had so much fun. I don't regret doing it. It was just an unreal experience.
Do you look back? Would anything you'd change, Reggie, when you look back on that stuff? Were you happy with how it all sort of played out?
Everything that I'd, I don't know what they've shown of me in the house because I'm still yet to watch my show. I've only watched 4 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. And then last week, Mike Goldman sent me a link of Up Late when it was they used to do a live live streaming. And I was glued to it. I watched this series for 2 hours, this episode.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow. Like, I don't know, in awe of it.
Would you ever go back and watch the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll get there. Like when we got into lockdown up here last year during the COVID, I thought, oh, I'm going to sit down and watch my show. And because I knew I had to talk about the new one, I thought, oh, I just want to see what people saw, like why did I win it? And, I'm still yet to see it. I'll get there.
Can I ask you, Reggie, do you chat to anyone from that season that you're in? Are you still in contact with anyone?
Mainly through Facebook. Like a lot of us are all connected through Facebook. The main person who I speak to the most would be Ben.
Oh, yeah.
He was quite hated by the public, and but no, he's a good fella.
Well, I mean, Reggie, talking about lockdown, I mean, surely you were a little bit more experienced than most people, course, being locked down in the Big Brother house because you made it all the way to the end and won the bloody thing. Was it a bit easier because of that, or was it still as hard as everybody else?
No, I found it quite easy. And also, like, the whole COVID thing, you know, with people having to wear a mask and that. And I'm like, well, I live with that anyway because my son has cystic fibrosis. So we're used to wearing masks and social distancing and being locked down in hospital for weeks on end. And it was easy for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, talking cystic fibrosis, my partner has cystic fibrosis as well, Reggie. So,
oh, wow, really?
Yeah, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, exactly the same thing, the masks and, of course, the worry surrounding that, spending times in and out of hospital. So definitely it's not always fun waiting around in a hospital room, is it, Reggie?
Oh, no, not at all,
Yeah. Can I ask you, Reggie, what are you up to now? What is happening in your life?
Oh, gosh, nothing too exciting. I need a job. that's for sure. I was working for this company last year, but we lost our jobs during COVID, like many other thousands of people. Now I'm just here looking after the kids, and I need to get back into work again.
See, I think, Reggie, this is why the people love you, because, I mean, you can hear your voice. Of course, you've taken it as tough as anyone else has, but the positive attitude from you is the reason you won that show back in 2003. We can see the smile even though you're over the phone.
Reggie, would you do Big Brother again or any reality show? Would you do anything else?
Oh, yeah. I was hoping, like, when Big Brother come back, they do an All Stars.
Yeah. Well, they're doing, you know, they're doing that that Big Brother VIP. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I've heard about that.
Would you do that?
Oh, if they ask me, I would. Yeah, for sure.
We've got to get a petition. We need something to happen.
A petition to get you on the show, Reggie. Because I can tell you now, Tassie would be behind you. What do you reckon?
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome to go back on.
Well, Reggie,
we're going to make it happen. Absolutely. We'll do everything we can, Reggie.
Yeah, we're starting to protest now. Don't worry, Reggie.
Yeah,
we're
going
to hit the streets. Parliament lawn.
Yeah, down to Parliament
lawn. All right, Reggie, thanks so much for joining us. Of course, a bit of nostalgia on the show. We know the new series of Big Brother 2021 starts on Monday, the 26th of April, Channel 7. Reggie, thanks for joining us this morning. All the best. We'll chat to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.